Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electric, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, March 12th. Tesla is reportedly withdrawing its U.S. employees working at Gigafactory Berlin in Germany over the coronavirus concerns and Donald Trump's upcoming European travel ban. A report from Germany's Automobile Watch states that Tesla is bringing its U.S. employees back to the U.S., quote, but now the California-based electric car maker has ordered its German team back to the United States. Around 30 Americans who are currently working in Berlin are on their way back, close quote. Tesla's goal is to start production in this factory in July of 2021, and it is not clear how this will affect that target. Tesla is now facing a collective lawsuit from Model 3 owners in China who received their cars without the promised full self-driving computer, and some of the owners have not accepted a simple retrofit. The automaker confirmed the problem and said that they have already installed the latest computer for those who ordered the software package, and that they will replace all other computers as supply issues get resolved. Apparently, that doesn't work for some of the affected owners. Xu Hao, a lawyer at the Beijing-based Jingshi law firm, told the state-run media Global Times, quote, with preliminary evidence consumers have provided, we can only say that Tesla is suspected of fraud at the moment, not confirmed, close quote. The Chinese State Ministry of Industry and Information Technology has urged Tesla to comply and be consistent with its products. Tesla is giving fans a chance to win a week with its vehicle at a sustainable villa in Australia as part of a new marketing campaign. Though the automaker is not known for traditional ads, they still have a marketing budget. Tesla has been sending the following email, quote, enter now for the opportunity to experience a sustainable lifestyle with your friends or family. If you're selected, you'll receive a 5-day stay for 4 persons at the boutique villa's clifftop at Hepburn, sustainability powered via solar Powerwall, as well as your choice of Tesla Model 3, S, or X throughout the journey, close quote. Tesla is about to start delivering the Model Y, its newest electric SUV, and it is confirming delivery for one more configuration, the white interior. At first, the automaker seemed to be delivering about 400 vehicles in the first batch, and after receiving customer reports of getting VIN codes in the 1000s, and now the addition of the white interior option being delivered, it now appears the Model Y delivery ramp will be much more smooth than the Model 3. Tesla announced they'd start delivering the Model Y by March 15th, but they are actually beating their own estimate this time by a couple of days. We've heard several reports of customers with scheduled delivery dates as early as tomorrow, Friday the 13th. Spooky. In other electric car news, Ballinger Motors, an electric vehicle startup, has unveiled its electric platform and chassis as it plans to offer it for commercial electric vehicle production. Pictures were released showing an electric skateboard platform housing the battery and motor on each axle. Production specs were also released, a 120 to 180 kilowatt-hour battery pack, dual motors, all-wheel drive, portable gear hubs, 5,000-pound payload, 5 to 15 kilowatt onboard charger, and much more. The vehicle meets the Class 3 regulations, and this e-chassis will be manufactured alongside the B1 and B2 trucks and be made available for commercial use in 2021. Last week, General Motors unveiled the entire portfolio of about a dozen electric vehicles that it plans to sell in the next 4 years. At the event, Electrek's Bradley Berman had the chance to speak with Mary Barra, GM's chief executive. We encourage listeners to read the full article, but some highlight questions include the following. Barra was asked, you said that your EV will be profitable in the first generation. Does that mean the first vehicle out the door across the entire generation? Barra responded, quote, that starts next year when we start selling the GMC Hummer EV truck. What I will say is that profitability will come very, very early in the Ultium platform, close quote. By the way, the Ultium platform is the word that General Motors has used for their next-generation multi-use battery platform. When asked, what can you tell us about how aggressively you're going to raise volumes for all these EVs? Barra said, quote, we'll go aggressively as customer demand, and we're working hard to create the demand. I think you'll see us being very aggressive, close quote. Arcimoto, a Eugene, Oregon startup making partially covered three-wheeled electric vehicles called FUVs, has now started a rapid responder program for emergency personnel. Hailed as an ultra-efficient electric vehicle for specialized emergency, security, and law enforcement service, this thin vehicle with a light footprint can maneuver quicker and more efficiently than regular cars and trucks. The fire chief, Chris Heppel, said, quote, "We are extremely proud to be the first firehouse in the world to deploy this cutting-edge vehicle and look forward to working with Arcimoto on this pilot program." And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the House Appropriations Subcommittee on State Foreign Operations and Related Programs is listening to public testimony today about the Green Climate Fund. The Green Climate Fund is the world's largest dedicated fund helping developing countries reduce their greenhouse gas emissions and enhance their ability to respond to climate change. The UK's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak, presented Britain's 2020 budget yesterday in Parliament. The budget includes the following: £500 million to be spent over the next 5 years on an EV supercharging network. The current EV purchase grant has been extended to 2023. £300 million to tackle air pollution, and tax on electricity is being reduced, and tax on natural gas is being increased. Luxembourg has become the first country to make all public transport free nationwide as of March 1st. Unsurprisingly, more people are using public transport since it's free. However, according to Enrica Papa, senior lecturer in transport planning at University of Westminster in the UK, this doesn't necessarily reduce drivers, but rather just increase pedestrians and cyclists who now use public transport. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a Chinese mobility company, NIU, spelled N-I-U, has announced it is taking orders for their new NQi GTS Sport scooter. The scooter has an MSRP of £3,599 in Europe, which is including the 19% VAT tax, but is now being offered as part of NIU's pre-sales program with a €5,000 discount. On April 1st, the pre-sale period will open for American customers, and the discount and American price will be $3,799 before tax. And lastly, a word of warning, you had better think twice about modifying, hacking, or tuning your electric bicycle for more speed or power, at least if you live in France. If you tinker with your e-bike or tune it for higher speed, you could be looking at a maximum fine of up to 30,000 euros, which amounts to $34,000 in the US. And it could also result in a suspended driver's license and or up to a year in jail. Holy cow. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.